Welcome to Inspiration Weekly,
your source for finding inspiration every week.
Welcome to another episode of Inspiration Weekly. I'm Spencer Reynolds, your host. This week, I'd love to give you two books that I've been reading. One that I've just finished, another one that I've just started. The book that I've finished, I've been reading with a great teleconference book club that I have every Monday morning early to wake me up and start out my week. And this book is called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. It was such a phenomenal book to do inside of a teleconference, instead of a book club reading, because you get to hear other people's insights and viewpoints on each one of these things and how they make a difference to them. And this book, it's truly had a profound impact on the way I've done things in my personal life, just in the past 6 weeks that I've been reading it with this group. Let me tell you what the four agreements are. Don Miguel Ruiz says it this way. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. The third agreement, don't make any assumptions. And the fourth agreement, always do your best. The week that we read Always Do Your Best, it was amazing how my reticular activator just always had me aware of whether or not I was doing my best, and I just performed so much better that week. So if you're looking for a really great personal growth, self-help book, I would highly recommend getting The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. The second book is a book that I just had sent to me this past week. It was sent to me from John Gordon. John Gordon is America's number one energy coach. And I got sent out the media kit as they were releasing the book this week. It just was released on Monday of this week. And John has a pretty interesting way of going about it. This is unlike any other book he's done before. If you've seen his other books like The Energy Addict or The 10-Minute Energy Solution, it's not the same. This book is written in a fable format, which Ken Blanchard is famous for writing books like Gung Ho, The 1-Minute Manager, Raving Fans, those kind of books. And Ken Blanchard's actually written the foreword on John's book. Now, The Energy Bus, it's a pretty interesting story. I've only gotten about 10 chapters into the book, but let me read to you what the inside of the front cover says and see if this is enough to make you want to go out and read it. It's Monday morning, and George walks out the front door to his car and a flat tire. But this is the least of his problems. His home life's in shambles and his team at work is in disarray. With a new big product launch coming in 2 weeks for the NRG 2000, he has to find a way to get things together or risk losing his marriage and job. Forced to take the bus to work, George meets a unique kind of bus driver and an interesting cast of characters who, over the course of 2 weeks, share the 10 rules for the ride of his life. In the process, they help him turn around his work and life, saving his job and marriage from destruction. Well, there you go. If you're in for a good read and want to have a fun one, go for The Energy Bus by John Gordon. If you're looking for a little deeper, a little thought-provoking self-help book, pick up The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Have a great week.
This has been another episode of Inspiration Weekly. To subscribe, visit SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly so you never miss the opportunity to be inspired.